Blackstone Audio presents Big Country, Volume 2, Stories of Louis L'Amour by Louis L'Amour. West of the Tularosa. Chapter 1. The dead man had gone out fighting. Scarcely more than a boy and a dandy in dress, he had been man enough when the showdown came. Propped against the fireplace stones, legs stretched before him, loose fingers still touching the butt of his 45 Colt, he had smoked it out to a bloody, battle-stained finish. Evidence of it lay all about him. Whoever killed him had spent time, effort, and blood to do it. As they closed in for the payoff, at least one man had died on the threshold. The fight that ended here had begun elsewhere. From the looks of it, this cabin had been long deserted, and the dead man's spurs were blood-stained. At least one of his wounds showed evidence of being much older than the others. A crude attempt had been made to stop the bleeding. Baldy Jackson, one of the Tumbling K riders who found the body, dropped to his knees and picked up the dead man's Colt.
"Empty," he said. "He fought 'em until his guns were empty, and then they killed him."
"Is he still warm?" McQueen asked. "I think I can smell powder smoke."
"He ain't been an hour dead, I'd guess. Wonder what the fuss was about."
"It worries me." McQueen looked around, considering our situation. He glanced at Bud Fox and Kim Sartain, who appeared in the doorway. "What's out there?"
"At least one of their boys rode away still losing blood. By the look of things, this lad didn't go out alone. He took somebody with him."
Sartain was rolling a smoke.
"No feed in the shed, but that horse out there carries a mighty fine saddle."
"Isn't this the place we're headed for?" Fox asked. "It looks like the place described." Sartain's head came up.
"Somebody coming," he said.
"Riders, and quite a passel of them."
Sartain flattened against the end of the fireplace, and Fox knelt behind a windowsill. Ward McQueen planted his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?